Another color tone that we can use with the major triad would be the flat 7, or in the key of C, it would be the B flat. But notice that when we use this, it may give an illusion of being a C seventh chord being played by the group, but in reality, it is a C major chord being played by the accompaniment, and the solo is sending out lots of the color tone, the flat 7, so that for a short time, it sounds like a seventh chord, but in reality, it isn't. And now I would like to play an 8-measure rhythm track of C for you, and I would like to have you listen to it and play against it, employing all of the color tones that we've discussed up to the present time. And for practical purposes, you can roll back this cassette and use this same 8 measures over and over until you begin to get the clarity, consistency, and the mastery of employing the use of these color tones. Don't be afraid to intermingle them, to interchange them, but first start out by just using one color tone until you have it under control, until you feel comfortable with it, then try another one, and then another one, and gradually add more and more of them in your playing together so that finally the bulk of what you are playing against this C chord would consist of color tones, and that the scale tones are merely links that hook them up, that most of the passage that you play would be consisting of color tones. And you will find that your melodies will be far different than they have been in the past. They will sound richer, more interesting than they have in the past when you used only arpeggios or scale patterns. 1, 2, 3, 4. I hope that you're beginning to have a lot of fun using these color tones and that they are improving your melodic lines and that you're finding a lot of new interesting passages, that your ear is getting used to these color tones and that you really are finding a new way to hear music and to improvise. And now I'd like to get into the discussion of using color tones against minor chords. I have set up a C minor rhythm track in which I'm going to demonstrate the use of the color tones against a minor chord. And I would like to add here that whatever effectiveness the color tone has with a major chord, it is heightened considerably when used with a minor chord, so that it's even more effective with minor chords. I would like you to hear the C minor track before we begin the improvisation.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm going to begin by playing against the C minor using a C minor scale so that you hear a variation on a scale as the improvisation, and you'll get a feeling of what that sounds like. Now I would like to play the rhythm track again of C minor, and this time play an arpeggio variation against it so you can hear what that sounds like. And now I would like to use the color tone A, or the sixth, against the C minor. And the first example will be one in which the sixth is used as long tones to establish the duration of the color tone. The next example, using the sixth, will be one of reiteration. And notice how it gives the minor chord a very odd and unusual and exotic kind of personality or character by playing the sixth against the minor chord. And I would also like to mention that this was a particular harmonic practice employed by both Charlie Christian and Django Reinhardt, that of playing the sixth quite abundantly against the minor chord. Notice that the color tone is employed often, that the greatest amount of the passage, both in terms of reiteration and in terms of the duration, focuses on the color tone. And notice that I choose most of the time to start or end, or start and end, the passage with the color tone. But I get into that color tone very quickly and stress it a lot. Otherwise, it is not a color tone. And now I would like to use the major seventh against the minor chord. So I'm going to be playing a B, or the major seventh, against the C minor track at this point, and notice the effect this creates. The first example will be one using the B or major seventh, stressing the long note or the duration of the color tone. In this next example, there will be more eighth notes, but still using a great amount of the seventh, the major seventh, or the B as the color tone. And notice also that the notes that are not the color tone are the scale notes, and that they merely serve as little steps on the way from one color tone to the next. But the focus is on the color tone, linking together these color tones by the way of very unimportant scale steps. Here's an example using the second and also the ninth against the C minor track. Here is another example using the second and the ninth, this time with longer tones on the second and ninth. And now I would like to use an example in which I use the second, the sixth, and the major seventh, all interchangeably as color tones. They will be predominant in the improvisation, and any of the other notes that are played are merely stepping stones to link these color tones together. Here is one more example, and notice how exotic and how much personality and character the melodies begin to assume, and it is because the notes that I am playing and stressing as color tones are not being duplicated in the accompaniment, and I am not using scales or arpeggios. I am actually building melodies from the color tones. Here is an example of the fourth or F being played against the C minor track. Here is an improvised passage in which I start with a lot of the color tone A or the sixth and end with B or the major seventh. In this next example, I start with the color tone B or the major seventh and end with A or the sixth. In this next example, I will improvise against the C minor rhythm track, freely interchanging between the flat seven, B flat, the major seven, B, and the sixth, A. In this next example, we're going to add the second and or the ninth to the other color tones we have used previously, the sixth, the major seventh, and the flat seven. Here's an 8-measure C minor rhythm track for you to play along with and practice the color tones second or ninth, fourth, sixth, and major seventh. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let us next consider the diminished chord and the color tones that go along with the diminished. And for practical purposes, we'll use C diminished. And that would be the root, flat third, flat fifth, and flat seven, or the double flat seven. Reduced to letters, it would be C, E flat, G flat, and B double flat. Or we can substitute enharmonic for B double flat A. But we would keep in mind that we're really not working from the sixth of the scale. We're working from the flatted flat seven, and it is really referred to as a C diminished seventh chord. When we play the diminished seventh chord, we can employ color tones by playing notes that are one half step below each of the notes that are in the diminished chord, followed by the actual note that is in the diminished chord, so that before the C, we would play a B natural. Before the E flat, we would play a D. Before the G flat, we would play an F. And before the B double flat or A, we would play a G sharp. I'm going to play first the notes of the C diminished chord in an arpeggiated manner. C, E flat, G flat, A, followed by the C. And now I'm going to play the same notes, but preceded by the color tones, which exist one half step below each of the chordal tones. I'd like you to listen to the rhythm track for the C diminished chord. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm now going to improvise against this rhythm track using mostly an arpeggio version of improvisation. And now we're going to play the track again, and this time I'm going to improvise against the C diminished chord rhythm track, but using some of the chordal tones and some of the color tones which exist one half step below the chordal tones. Here is an 8-measure rhythm track of C diminished 7. Play along with it, first using arpeggios and then experiment using some of the color tones which exist one half step below the chordal tones. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're now going to discuss color tones when playing a dominant seventh chord. And for our purposes, we will use C dominant seventh, which is the first, third, and fifth, and the flat seven of a diatonic scale. In this case, it will be C, E, G, B flat. Now, D flat can be used against this C seventh chord. The first example we will have will be a C7 rhythm track in which I will improvise freely using the flat 9 as the color tone. Another color tone that we can use with the dominant seventh chord is the sharp 9th. As in this example. And now here's an example using the flat 9 and the sharp 9 both as the color tones against a C dominant 7th. A color tone which is very beautiful used against the dominant seventh would be the 6th, or an octave higher, the 13th. Another color tone that we can use with the dominant seventh chord would be the 4th, or an octave higher, the 11th. And now here's an example using all of these color tones with the dominant seventh, the flat 9, the sharp 9, the 6th or the 13th, the 4th or the 11th. Here is an 8-measure rhythm track for C dominant 7th. I would like you to play along using all of the color tones that we have discussed here. 1, 2, 3, 4. We are now ready to discuss the color tones used with a dominant seventh without a fifth. The natural fifth is omitted. so that we are dealing with a harmonic background consisting of the root, third, and flat 7. In this case, C, E, and B flat. The reason we omit the fifth is to allow us to use more color tones effectively without a clash. By not having a fixed fifth in our harmonic background, we have the additional option of using the flat 5, the natural 5, or the sharp 5, or augmented 5. Were we to use the natural fifth as part of the harmonic background, we cannot really use the flat 5 or the augmented fifth without some sort of clash. So to get more clarity between the improvised melody and the background, we leave ourselves a lot of options by not having a natural fifth or any fifth in the accompaniment. So here is a rhythm track for C7 without a fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm now going to play against this rhythm track, and I'm going to use as a color tone the flat 5, or, as it is often referred to, the augmented 4th. It will be the F sharp or G flat against a C 7th without a 5th. Here is an example using the color tone, the augmented 5th, or the sharp 5, or in this case, G sharp, against the C dominant 7th without a 5th. Here is an example using the flat 9, sharp 9, flat 5, and sharp 5 against the C dominant 7th without the 5th. Please keep in mind that should you wish to improvise music which is reminiscent of the Middle East, or textures reminiscent of Greek music, Arabic music, Israeli music, that it is easier to achieve that effect and to play those melodies that you would choose to improvise against the background of a dominant 7th without a 5th. This would allow you the freedom to employ freely the use of the flat 5, the natural 5, the augmented 5, the flat 9, and the sharp 9. And now, I would like you to listen to the 8-measure rhythm track of C7th without a 5th, and I invite you to play along and make up your own color tone improvisations. 1, 2, 3, 4. Please keep in mind that the use of color tones is only one of several concepts available to you to help you develop your improvisation, and that you achieve this color tone effect through the stressing of the non-chordal tones that are in the scale you're playing at the moment. It is the use of these non-chordal tones against the basic chordal tones that exist in the accompaniment that makes your notes, the color tones, stand out and gives it this particularly interesting quality and character. It is an option available to you at any time that you wish to create the effect that can be achieved from color tones. Also keep in mind that the stress on these notes is achieved either through great duration by having this color tone last a long time as a note against the background, or through reiterating that note over and over, or through changing between that note and the same note an octave higher or lower, or referring back to that note quite often within the passage. Also keep in mind that we have been working with three-note chords and using color tones with them. Should you wish to employ color tones against a four-note chord, you would find a fifth note that is not being played in the accompaniment and use it as a color tone. If you're playing a five-note chord in the accompaniment, you would want to find a sixth tone that is not in the accompaniment and use it as a color tone. The color tones are notes that are not being played in the accompaniment. I encourage you to use the color tones as one of the many concepts available to you, and you will find that through using it wisely and with great discretion and taste, that it should improve your melodic lines.